Seems like you're getting there pretty consistently.
Yeah, it's going well. Obviously, it's a little different tempo than I'm used to, so just trying to do my job and, you know, just make plays and do what I do, but it's going pretty well.
You've been able to settle in on one spot, Alex, or are they just kind of still moving you around?
Yeah, still moving me around. You know, if nothing's really set in stone. I think you could see from watching practice, a lot of guys move around, so we're just trying to see who's the best 11, get them on the field, and everyone in our room can play all three positions, so we'll see what happens.
Why do you think Will is a fit for your skill set?
You know, I guess it's more of a, you're more on the perimeter and kind of in open space, and I feel like that's kind of part of my skill set as a linebacker, and, you know, just being able to, you know, make the right adjustments and everything like that. I think that's all in my skill set.
What's kind of been the biggest adjustment for you just coming into this role?
You know, the biggest thing is the quarterback play coming from college. It's obviously different here with Drew, and then even the backups, Garrett and Chase, and everything like that is a lot different. And then the speed of the lines, the defense line and offensive line, I think, just as far as playing the run and everything like that, it's a lot different tempo than college.
What are some of the things the QBs do that just make it a little bit harder?
I mean, just them throwing. The throws are on the spot on every time. So the consistency there, and then just their ability to get in the right check at the right time.
Alex, they seem to be pleased with the way you're able to pick up the defense. Do you feel like you're cutting down on the mental bust?
Yeah, I mean, as camp goes on, obviously there's still a lot of things I got to work on, but, you know, it's going well, and I take pride in that, and I think that you have to be accountable to your teammates and to the organization that you can't make stupid mistakes.
How many times did you play against Camara in college?
Twice. He was at Tennessee two years, right? Yeah, twice.
Has anything carried over from that with you two in terms of competitiveness?
Not really. Not really.
Are there any veterans? Is there a specific veteran that you've leaned on more than the others?
No, I mean, all of them are really good, from AJ, Craig, Nate, Mike, Manti, you know, Steph. You know, all of them do a good job of helping me out. I think we have a really unselfish room, and guys are willing to help out the young guys, so me. And, you know, I even go to the sideline after every set of plays or anything like that, ask them a question and get a straight answer. And, you know, they're just a group of unselfish guys.
Seems to be a lot of enthusiasm and competitiveness on that side of the ball. Is that something that comes from the staff and players, or just the fact that pads are playing?
You know, probably an accumulation of everything. You know, just the fact that we're in pads and, you know, everyone's going hard and everyone's competing for a job. So you either got to compete and do well, or you're out of here. So I think that factors into it, and just the competitive nature of the guys that we have.
A few practices in. Is there any area that you've identified as somewhere that you really need to focus on improving? Or?
You know, just the little things. I think that coming from college, it's the little things that make really separate the level of competition and play. So, you know, whether it be my stance, not taking a false step, you know, getting the right steps to a receiver to collision and reroute, or, you know, my eyes on where it needs to be on a run play, just the tiny little things that can make or break you.
Is that part of the speed, adjusting to the speed of the game?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of everything. I think that, you know, it starts with focusing on it when you're watching film, and then just adjusting to speed and applying what you realize what you need to work on and during practice.
Alex, compared to previous coaches you've had, how Coach Nolan, just talk a little bit about him and working with him.
Yeah, he's a great coach. Very hands-on, there's really no gray area with him. I think that he's very straightforward, and he'll tell you what you need to do. And watching film with him, it helps me out a ton. I know it helps the other guys out a lot too. So, you know, it's going well, and I think he's a great coach.
What's it like just being part of that linebacker competition with it just seemingly so tight between all the guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's just going to bring the best out of all of us. I think that, you know, we're all competitors, and that we all want a starting job. So, I mean, you wouldn't be here if you didn't want to. So I think it just brings the best out of everyone, and, you know, it's going well. So we'll see how it shakes out.
How can you tell whether the amount of work you get with the ones is a vote of confidence in you, or whether it's more just their commitment to trying to develop quickly a third round pick?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really read into that. I think that I just go out there and practice. I don't really try to think about the mind games of what's going on and everything like that. I just do my own thing, do it to the best of my ability, and that's that, whether it be the first team, the second, third, whatever it is. So, you know, every day I just try to get better.
Are you getting a lot of positive reinforcement there so far, you feel like, or are you getting a lot of criticism?
No, I think that, I don't think any of us have been getting a lot of, I think all of us have been doing well, so there hasn't been a whole lot of that. And, you know, we're competing, the whole defense is competing as a whole against our offense, and, you know, it's a lot of its mentality as far as playing defense. So if you bring the right mentality to it, there's really not much you can get criticized for.
What do you remember about, it's my last one, sorry, Kamara, when you played against him, he wasn't really the main guy there.
Mm-hmm.
What do you recall about him there, and how has that translated to your impression of him here?
Yeah, so, I mean, he was used, I think he wasn't used as much as, I mean, obviously Coach Payton and everyone have been using him a lot during practice and, you know, getting him on space against linebackers and finding mismatches within the defenses. And, I think from what I remember when I played him, we didn't see a whole lot of that. I think that, I don't know what happened, but I think he's an awesome player. And, we'll see what happens this year and the year after. I think he's going to be great, though.
How can a player like that stress a defense?
Just like I said, mismatches. I think that if you find, as an offense, if you find Alvin on a linebacker that can't cover well, because some situations that's going to happen. So if you find him on a linebacker that can't cover well, you know where you're going with the ball. And as a defense, you try not to make that happen. So, you know, sometimes you get caught in it, but, I think that that's something that you can utilize him. You know.
What do you think about Florida scheduling LSU for homecoming?
I mean, I think it's I don't know if it's there's a little shade by that, but I know that Florida's gonna come to play. That's all I know.
sort of along the lines of what we're talking about, Kamara. Did you see the video of McCaffrey shooting out Keekly the other day?
No.
Okay. Have you thought about what it's gonna be like to cover him and some of the other running backs in this division?
Not really. I think that I'm just so focused on the day-to-day grind of camp. And, we have Cleveland in, a week or so? So, I mean, that's kind of down the road for me. There's so much stuff that I have to personally get better at before we play those other teams.
How does the system compare to what you ran at Florida?
What was that?
How does the system compare to what you ran at Florida?
There's been a lot of carryover as far as, coverage things and everything like that. But, there's, like I said, it's the little details and, every little thing that there is within a play. I think that